Hi, this is David Sachs, and welcome to Spiritual Tools for an Outrageous World. Every week we do a little couples therapy between us and God. It's a chance to deepen and explore our most important relationship. Okay, I'm glad you're here, and let's get ready for Shabbos. We're in a new month, a month of Iyar. And the way you spell Iyar in Hebrew is Aleph Yud Yud Resh. And that stands for, I am God, your healer. So from this, the rabbis learn out that Iyar is the month of healing. Now I want to go deeper. The rabbis say that Iyar, Aleph Yud Yud Resh, also stands for Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel, and Rivka. That's the Resh, Rachel and Rivka. Ever since I heard it, it bothered me because it leaves out Sarah and Leah. You can't just leave two out. So how does leaving out Sarah and Leah somehow strengthen the idea that it's the month of healing? Well, let me give you a few different ideas, and then I'm going to save the most powerful idea for the end. Idea number one, when we say the blessing for the Hanukkah candles, according to the Ari, you leave out the word shel. Shel is spelled Shin Lamed, or Sarah, Leah. Interesting. It's hidden. It's left out of the blessing. Okay, how about another one? Shin and Lamed, in a special type of gematria known as Mispar Katan, adds up to 33. That's Lag BaOmer. That happens in the month of Iyar. What's Lag BaOmer about? All the secrets of the Torah. It's the yard site of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's all about hiddenness. What I'm trying to tell you is that their names are there. They're just hidden. I'll give you another example. Sarah was totally hidden. When the Malachim come to Abraham, they say, where is Sarah? And he says, she's hidden in the tent. And Leah? Yaakov didn't know it was Leah the night of the wedding. In fact, Kabbalistically, we say Rachel represents the revealed world, but Leah represents the hidden worlds. And you know what? If you really want to be a complete person, you can't tell everybody everything. You have to have certain secrets that are just between you and God. Now, I want to make sure that I'm communicating. I'm talking about all the good things that a person does that only you and God know about. And you know something? When you've got that dimension to yourself, that there are all these things that are going on in your life, but it's a secret between you and God, only God and you know. You know what? That creates a whole extra dimension to your life. And you know what that extra dimension is? It's healing. It's actually healing. Because you know that there's something inside of you that's so powerful that it doesn't even get talked about. It just stays inside you and nourishes you and nourishes you and makes you stronger. And whatever anyone thinks about you, guess what? They don't know you. Just you and God know each other because you and God are the best of friends. And you know what that is? That's healing. So just like Iyar, on the surface, seems to be leaving out two of the matriarchs. Really, they're right there. They're just hidden. They're just hidden, making us stronger and more whole. Thanks for listening. We do this every week, so join in again next Sunday for our new podcast where we explore the amazingness of life. And review us and send in any comments or suggestions. I'd love to hear them.